I'm delighted to welcome Richard Pitman, the former steeplechase jockey turned racing presenter, all-round horse racing legend, to our show here at LBC 97.3. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
It's a pleasure, Julia. How are you?
Right, very well indeed. Well, I'm probably in a better state than you are today because you're at home recovering from surgery you had last weekend to remove a kidney. Now, your kidney was in perfectly good health, perfectly good nick, nothing wrong with you. You decided to donate, though, your healthy kidney to a complete stranger. Can you please tell me about it?
Well, it was actually 2 weeks ago last weekend.
Oh, right.
So I'm out and about. I've been all over the place. I'm zinging. But anyway, it all came about because a mate of mine, we're in the middle of between Oxford, Newbury and Swindon in the Downland area. And I've got a really good mate who had one when he was in his early 20s, and it failed 3 years ago. He's now 61. And he was put on the register for another one, and he was 8,003rd, which meant, if you're a betting gal, he wasn't going to get one.
Yeah.
And anyway, I offered to test to see if he wanted mine, and he wouldn't take a living donor, wouldn't let his family test. And we were at the supper one night, and he got a call. Sadly, someone had been fatally injured, and they matched his blood, his tissue, and other things that need to match up. And he was called in. I'd seen him, Julia, going from dying to flying. I mean, he had it 2 years ago now. He was straight away good. And I thought, well, if it can do that for him, I'm 69 now, but a healthy 69. I thought, well, perhaps I can do it for someone else.
Because we were all born with two, well, most of us, I mean, two working kidneys, and we only need the one, and we can live a perfectly happy, healthy life on one kidney.
We can. You'd be surprised, though. It's only now that I'm into it that you hear from different people. No end of people have only got one, but they don't know it until something goes wrong. I mean, I'm hooked up now with Kidney Research UK, who are really looking into trying to stop these malfunctions, because they're very expensive, transplants and dialysis and all the rest of it. And they're just trying to help all the people who are at risk, and there are a lot of people.
So when you decided to do this, is it in part because of what you'd seen your friend go through and what helped him? How did you go about finding somebody to donate to? What was the process?
Right. Well, it wasn't. If you were interrupted, I'm babysitting my one-year-old granddaughter, so she's trying to eat my orange, and I think she may bite into it any minute now. I rang Oxford Renal Department and said, look, I'd like to do this, and they took it from there. I was given a dedicated nurse who took me through all the processes with different surgeons, anaesthetists, psychologists, had two of those to see that I was compos mentis.
And you passed?
Yeah. And a fitness test on a treadmill, and I'm a chatty, cocky little fellow. You've got to be if you're a jockey, because you've got to keep picking yourself up, you see. And I went in there. They said, can you use one of these? Yes. How long can you go? Well, all day, I said. So they thought, we'll see. And they kept rising. I had 22 electrodes on me, you know, going into a cardiograph. Mm. And they kept raising the steepness of the thing. So after 15 minutes, I was practically climbing the wall. But they made me puff, and that was the object of the exercise.
They certainly had a measure of you. So how long was it from the moment you decided to go and do it before you actually went under the knife?
4 months.
So pretty quickly.
And it was very intensive. They want to make sure, A, that my two kidneys both work well, and so therefore the one I'm giving away will work in someone else's body, and B, the one they're going to leave with is going to work in mine.
And in terms of the operation, the risk of operation to you, did you have any concerns that it was too risky to undergo, even if it could help someone else?
I didn't. My wife and one daughter were not keen, but weren't going to stand in my way. But all the way through, they will tell you, look, you can pull out at any time, even up to going under the anaesthetic before they put you out. You know, they keep saying, look, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. So it's a foolproof system. It's very, very good. But can I just tell you about the one thing? Because we all, even though I'm old, we all think that we're God's gift to everything, you know.
Mm.
I went in to have this fitness test, and there I am, a little black pair of shorts. And,
what an image.
Electrodes all over me, you see. And the nurse there said, you know, amazing, your heart's so strong and your pulse is so good and your blood's marvellous. She said, there's just one thing, your body mass index is a bit high. And I said, yeah, look at my thighs, look, jockey thighs. She said, no, sir, look a bit higher, there's a big gut hanging out.
Charming to a man who's making such a wonderful charitable donation. So listen, when you went under the knife, What did they give? Did they give you a sort of percentage risk of what could happen to you?
Yes, absolutely, and it is in percentages. You know, I mean, any anaesthetic, general anaesthetic, is has its dangers. Death being the worst, but you know, the odds are so, a medicine's so good, but the odds are so lengthy for that. The other thing, of course, is infection. Mm. It's keyhole surgery now. They used to take kidneys out by removing a rib. I mean, I didn't even know where the kidney was, but it's round your back and up high behind your ribs. And they do four little keyholes to put cameras and various twiddly bits in, and then they took my kidney out from my very, very lower stomach, just mm-hmm. in the crease of my lower stomach. Presumably that's done for you girls for bikini lines and things, and me it didn't matter, but that's where they do it. But in order to get from there up to where the kidney was resting, they, when you're out, they fill you full of air, compressed air, so you blow up like the Michelin Man, and they can get their hand in down your lower tummy and go furking about and get hold of it.
Goodness me, what a picture you're painting now. I mean, you sound gloriously chirpy about it. You've obviously made a full recovery. Presumably, it mattered to you who got the kidney, didn't it? Because you've actually not been told who has received your kidney and had a new chance at life.
That doesn't matter. And the reason that they don't want you to know immediately is that I may say to them, well, look, it's my birthday next week. How about a case of Krug or Dom Perignon or something? Or they may say, look, we're so grateful, we want to be your best buddy, and it may not be convenient, you know. So that's the reason. I think somewhere down the line, they can write to you anonymously and say, look, do you want to get in contact? And that's the sort of thing I think you can go down if you wish to.
Would you like to know who's received your kidney?
I'm slightly curious, but the whole thing was giving the gift, not, you know, sort of patting my own back and saying, oh, aren't you grateful to me? You know, that sort of thing. So it isn't that important.
And would you encourage other people to do it? Because
oh, yeah. Do you know, I mean, you feel sick from any general anaesthetic. You know, I didn't eat for 5 days, but then after that, I'm away. I was walking the following day after the surgery. I'm doing full daily walking exercise up the downs here. Been in the gym a couple of times. I mean, I've obviously got to think about my inner core strength, you know, the tummy area. But, sorry, I'm wandering around.
Are you still able to ride horses?
I will be. I'm going to ride, Julia, in a charity race on Grand National Day at Aintree. They loosely call it the Legends Race. It's for previous Grand National winning jockeys to raise money for the Bob Champion Cancer Trust.
Yes.
He's raised 12 million quid, Bob Champion. He won it having had testicular cancer on Alden Eater years ago.
But you're going to be able to do this just a few, yeah, I mean, not that long after. So, I mean, you would say to anyone else who's listening to your story, now we've got the full picture of what it involves, a very, very full painted picture there, thank you. But you would say this is something that everyone who's healthy should consider doing.
Well, I'm not saying everyone, because your circumstances may differ. But there must be a lot of people out there who have the time, although I could have gone back to work. I work one day a week on the course for a Sky Channel presenting racing and just BBC at the Grand National now. But I could have gone back to work for, I don't know, 8 or 9 days after the operation quite happily.
Wow, it is extraordinary that it can be so life changing for someone else and be probably not much more of an inconvenience to
the
donor.
Correct. Yeah, that is correct. But can I just tell you something interesting?
Yes.
The when I was in the recovery room, my granddaughter just shut me out. But anyway, not to worry.
I love it. Not only are you back, you're going to be back running. You're back. You're going to be back racing, but you're also back basically doing childminding as well. This is very impressive.
But let me just tell you, sorry, while I'm just thinking about it, while I was recovering, one of the assistants there said it had to travel, my kidney, wherever it travelled to, I don't know. They said within an hour of it getting to the hospital it went to, it was in the recipient's body. They had changed colour from yellow to normal, and my kidney was actually working and passing fluid through their body.
Wow.
And they were off dialysis for the first time in years.
So, that's amazing.
I mean, you know,
I mean, it gives me a feel-good faction. I didn't do it. Goodness knows what it's done for you. Richard Pittman, racing legend, and indeed, well, I said charitable legend. Forget winning 470 races over a 15-year career. He's actually also given, effectively, the gift of life to a fellow human being. Thank you so much for joining us.